A major malfunction. Well, you know, for about the past 100 years, we've had a major malfunction in the body of Christ. This morning you were given an O-ring. You know what caused a major malfunction? An O-ring. A part. Space shuttle is an interesting piece of technology. 6 million plus working parts. Some of you are in engineering and you know how difficult it would be, but all 6 million parts have to be functioning for there to be a successful mission. You know, I think the church is not limited. But the church becomes limited when you decide to not be your part. God has forgiven us and He loves us. And so today it's a tough message. And the encouragement today is this: you are absolutely crucial in the body of Christ. And our prayers for this service has been is that we will wake up the body of Christ. Last week we covered it, didn't we? For God so loves the world. He loves the what? He loves the what? That's a big mission, isn't it? That's a big mission. Here's what's amazing. God's got more than 6 million parts to cover that mission. But the question that we have to wrestle with today is this: are they willing to function? And so we're going to pray before we get in this message, because it's a tough message. It's a tough message. In fact, you know, in the next 20 years, you know what we're praying happens to Hillview Heights Church is we go inside out. Inside out. And we no longer confine to this place, but we want to be a part of God's deeper mission. And that is that we might be a people who have been so graced by God that we want the world to know about Jesus. Really, that's all that matters if you look at it, true? Come on, I mean, really break it down. Is there anything else you're going to do that's going to last? I mean, congratulations to the University of Auburn. Once again, 5 years in a row, SEC conference team has won the national title. You know what that means Monday morning in a coach's office? Nothing. Nobody cares. On Wednesday morning, nobody cared about the 2011 national championship, because guess what they're all doing now? All 120 college coaches at the D1 level, guess what they're striving for right now today in the morning as we speak? To be the 2012 champion. And that'll go on and on and on. And after it's all done, guess what? None of that will ever change a life. Millions of dollars and pounds of energy have been poured in to something that won't change a life. But I really want to awaken you. Guess what? Your life in Christ can change the world. How many of you realize that? I mean, that's really biblically possible. So we've had a major malfunction in the church. Somebody told you it was about the preachers. Somebody told you you weren't important. In fact, you know what? The church is held together by a lot of O-rings. Just a lot of people that get it done. They don't get glamour. They don't get fame. They don't get their name in lights. In fact, Jesus never had any idea about any of that. Jesus said, just be faithful to who I've made you to be and be the part that I've called you to be. And in this, the world will be what? Changed. And guess what we do? We try to get another plan than the one Jesus has already got. So we're just going to look at the plan Jesus has got today. And I'm going to encourage you to be a part of the plan. Cool deal? Now, if you've not received grace yet, the message starts today in grace. Is everybody clear? You cannot get saved on your own. Has everybody come that far along? Come on, give me a head nod or something. I need some reaction here. Okay, y'all scare me to death when I talk about salvation. Y'all give me this look right here. Do y'all understand, if you don't know Jesus at the day of judgment, you will be a major malfunction. Do y'all get that? In fact, it was interesting when we were doing this worship planning for this particular worship event. You know what? Everybody went, whoa. Steve, you think we should show the spaceship blowing up? And I went, yeah. See, even as pastors, we worry that we might offend you and it might be too much for you. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you too much. If you're a human being today and you don't meet Jesus Christ, at the time of your last breath, you spend an eternity in hell. And that's a fact, no matter what this nation tells you, no matter what the Harvard sophisticates tell you, no matter what Bill Maher tells you on HBO, none of those folk are going to be around long enough to make a permanent judgment. You better rewind that and hear what I just told you. But you and I have the opportunity to get real with God, to be graced by God. And once God comes into your life through Jesus Christ, Roger, he'll make a difference, won't he? He'll reach out in a gym. He'll reach out in a swimming pool. He'll reach up on the mountain. He'll go down by the river. He'll get into the subdivision. God wants to be released in us through this world. So of you, I want to encourage you. We got to make a decision. Are we willing to be the part that God's made us? How many of you okay that God just made some of us an O-ring? See, we don't like it. Well, do O-rings get their name in the bulletin? Not until they malfunction. It's kind of like being the sound guy. None of y'all think about the sound guy, do you? You don't think about the sound people unless you're a musician. But you sit here and worship and go, where does all this sound come from? Boy, if it squeaks or if it's too loud or if it's not right, then what do you start thinking about? Yeah. Well, guess what? God is not calling us to malfunction. In fact, guess what he's calling us to do? Function. Thank you, Rodney. Just kind of look at your neighbor for a minute and say, I need some function. Come on, I need some function. I need to function. Now, here's what I'm asking God to do today. I hope God unlocks what's already here. This is going to be really cool. We don't need to spend a lot of time on training each other of how to win the world. Guess what? We need to just release what God's already done. We spend more time preparing to do something than we do actually doing it. I've been around a church all my life. It wears me out. We'll spend 25 hours to prepare for a prayer meeting and spend 2 minutes in prayer. Just pray. Give and live. Release the gifts. We have been conned like no other group of people in the history of the church that our organization can replace God's power. You want to see the nations changed? Then you got to decide that you're a nation changer. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all worship a God that changes the nations? Amen. What do you think? Talk to me a little bit. Come on. Y'all can go back to staring at me in February. Okay, it's January. I want you to talk to me. What do you think? Do we worship a God that changes the nations? Do y'all believe last Sunday, you believe what the scripture said when it said, for God so loved the world that he loved every bit of it? How many of y'all believe that? Do you believe that your part is important and then God has enabled you? Well, I want you to look at this O-ring because here in a few minutes, we're going to bring the O-ring to the altar. I don't want to know what your part is. Guess what? I want you to go live it out. I just want you to go live your part out. I want you to go live your part out. The first step into that is receiving grace. I'm going to stay on that. Some of y'all get aggravated at me. You go, Pastor Steve, you talk about baptism all the time. I said, the reason that bothers you, you hadn't done it yet. But Jimmy, does it bother you when I talk about baptism? Why not? That changes a lot of it right there. Which is, when I talk about tithing, if you're tithing, how do you feel? You feel fine. If you cheat, what do? You get convicted. Because what do you know intuitively? We are not really living up to what God has made us to be. We already know that. And so instead of trying to fake the church, I think we need to release the church in the name of Jesus. What do you think? So I want you to look at your neighbor and say, God has forgiven you. Go ahead. I want you to hear that from somebody. God has forgiven you. Come on. God has forgiven you. Now, you may need to look back and ask your neighbor, what have I done wrong? Because, see, some of you think you don't do any wrong. Have you noticed that a lot of people don't think they do wrong? They go, well, I tell you what, I'm a good person. There is more sins than not drinking. You realize that? I mean, in the South, you'd think that's the only sin in the church. There's a long list. That's one in a long list. Did y'all realize gossiping's right next to that? You know, I've heard very few sermons about gossip in the church. You know why? Because old ladies get too mad when you preach on that. It is sin and God forgives. Anybody praise him for that today? That we have sin and God forgives. Now, here's our prayer. We got to pray before we get into this. I want to pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to examine today, and you're going to decide to be whatever part God calls you to be. And I want you to keep this O-ring, and we're going to come up to the cross. Some people left their O-ring on the cross to just remember that God gave them grace and gave them a part, okay? Some of y'all going to be saved today. Y'all okay with that? Hey, God opened up the new year with 15 people coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody understand? That's very important. Now, if you're going to hang out at Hillview, I want you to hear this straight. There's a lot of rumors about this church. Have y'all noticed that? Y'all are a weird group of people. Now, here's the good news. The rumors are not from sinners. Sinners love Hillview. Why? We preach the grace of God, the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness of sin. We bother church people. I'm not into being a church person. I never will be into being a church person. If the church could save us, then Jesus is a literal madman, because the Jews had religion covered. They had it covered. They had ritual. They had pomp and circumstance. They had good morals. But yet Jesus came and said, we were sinners in the need of grace. Somebody hear what I'm saying today. We already had religion. Jesus came giving grace that changed everything. So inside of each one of us, everything has changed. Now go and look at Romans chapter 12, verse 3. We're in this together because God made it that way. For by the grace given to me, Paul says, I say to every one of you, oh, this is going to be tough. In the name of Jesus, may we receive it, coach. Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought. It's one of the verses I try. I have some verses I say, okay, these verses are going to keep my life in check. How many of y'all think of yourselves a little more highly than you ought? Paul said, first of all, you got to read the scripture, okay? It's not look down on yourself. It's in view of God's grace. Know where the power comes from. Don't get caught up in your power. So, Mitch, here's the key. It's not what we can do in this new church year. That's not a question. I don't even want to entertain that question. Because that question, Trish, doesn't have the power. Let me tell you what has the power. What can God do in you this year? Richard, what could God do in you? Just throw something out he could do with you. Could he heal you? He'd make you a better person. Absolutely. Coach, tell me one thing God could do to you this year. He can restore your life. Big Jim, what could God do to you this year? Give me an awesome time. A what now?
An awesome time.
He could give you an awesome time here on earth. Absolutely. What do you think about it, Honcho? What could one thing God do to you this year?
Look over my family.
He'll look over your family. Lynn, what do you think? One thing God might do to you this year?
Heal.
How many of y'all believe all those things to be true? See, y'all preach a lot better than I do. Look what y'all just covered a whole sermon series on life recognition, God's purpose, God's healing. Look at all that. See, we have not released the body of Christ. And on behalf of the clergy in America and others who are crazy enough to have some kind of spiritual leadership position, I apologize for not releasing the body of Christ. I think we've gotten caught up in thinking of ourselves more highly than we what? Out. Should have seen it in seminary. I was doing one of those works where they put alphabets in front of your name, and we all had to give a devotion at the seminary. Now, I'm on an East Coast seminary. I want you to know I'm in Drew University, and that's in Madison, New Jersey. And Madison, New Jersey does not look like Madisonville, Kentucky. Sheriff, I'm telling you, they don't eat right up there. I don't know what they eat for breakfast, but they don't fry anything. That's why those people are so unhappy on the East Coast. If they would fry some food, they would quit being so grunchy about everything. I told them, I said, y'all need to fry something up here. They boil it. They eat like boiled eggs. I want fried eggs. I want cholesterol-killing eggs. I'm saved by the grace of God. Eat to the glory of God. Amen? Well, I'm up at this seminary, and I made everybody mad. Can y'all imagine that? Because I had to give a devotion and I didn't want to give a devotion. So I thought, if I got to give a devotion, I'm going to tick everybody off when I give a devotion. The title of my devotion was, Nobody Cares About Your Stripes, But Everybody Needs His. You know, you get these little stripes on your robe. Guess what that means? You got stripes on your robe. And guess who cares? Nobody but you. But let me tell you what Jesus said, by my stripes you are. See, we get in the wrong stripes all the time. We think more highly of ourselves than we what? Ought to. So first thing I want you to know, it's about God doing something great in you. And here's the good news today. God wants to use your part. And without your part, guess what we can have? Major malfunction. Yeah. Did you notice that the announcer, it took him a while to realize that we'd had a major malfunction? You know why? Because we get so caught up in what we're doing, we can't see what's going on. You know, in a real way, we got the world blowing up around us, and guess what we're going to do? Well, I got to get that pie made for church. Or I got to get this done, or I got to get that done. Some of you talked to me about your holiday, and you said, Pastor Steve, I want to tell you for jarring down on Christmas and jarring me to enjoy the holiday and not get so caught up in all the, you know, the activity of getting it all ready. This lady told me, she had tears in her eyes. She said, I enjoyed my family. I said, good job, girl. Let's live this life. That's where I'm going with the body of Christ today. Romans 12:3 says, first of all, you realize Jesus Christ has saved you by his grace. I'll say it again. I'm going to say it next Sunday too, and I'm going to say it to Sunday after that. So if you get tired of hearing this, this won't be your church. We believe the only way a human being can be saved is that they come to a real understanding that they have sinned against God and they need to ask Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins. We believe Jesus died on a what? Good, y'all got it. And 3 days later, he what? And guess what? I don't care what Bill Maher says about that. I still believe it. I don't care what Diane Sawyer says about that. Guess what? I still believe it. The sophisticates of the world tell me that I'm a primitive thinker and simple-minded. That really doesn't offend me. You know why? Because simple things will keep major malfunctions from happening. You know, I don't know. I don't work for NASA. Some of you are engineers in here. You know a lot more about it than I do. But it was an O-ring. But I do know this because I have like a pressure washer. And I got a real cool pressure washer. I like stuff like that, you know. And I mean, I got high. I mean, I've not hopped it up, but it's got a lot of horsepower. If I hit you with my pressure washer, you'll need Jesus. It'll cut you. I mean, it's got a nice engine. I keep it clean and everything. It's a DeWalt, baby. I mean, it'll take the patio off because I took part of the patio off. And Elizabeth made me get somebody that actually knew how to run a pressure washer, show me how to do it before I finished everything and tore the house down. You know what'll make my pressure washer just go completely ineffective, Dave? An O-ring. I don't think about O-rings. Do you, Trish? I never wake up in the morning and go out to my car and say, dear God, bless all the O-rings in my car today that they would hold together. But if they don't, guess what? Chris, you got to work with stuff like this. What happens? If one of these, you're an electrician, if one of these doesn't seal off the electrical box, what do we have in a few years? Problem! But see, that's in the body of Christ. Here's what I want to stir you to. A lot of you guys just need to be who you are in Christ and release that, and that's what we need. We don't need you to be a great preacher. We don't need you to be a great singer. We don't need you to be some fabulous teacher. Guess what we need you to be? Who God has made you in the body of Christ. Release it. Release it. I got young guys, they come into my office and say, Pastor Harris, I want to be a preacher. And I go, why? Why? Sheriff, I say, why? Because you know what they think? First of all, they think I work one day a week. You know, 30, 40 minutes. Good gig. But I like being a sheriff, you know what I mean? But it's more to it than that. But you know what they see? They see you talking to people. They don't see the struggles. They don't see what's behind it. Be who you are in Jesus. You know how we're going to win this world? It's not going to be by fancy preaching. It's going to be by the body of Christ loving people next door. And from next door, it'll change the world. I don't have a better plan than this. Anybody else got a better plan? Because I'll be willing to sit down and you tell me your better plan. It'll reach the world if we do it. You know why? It's God's who. It's God's plan. Let's look. But first, we got to get to here. Don't think more highly than you ought of yourself. You can't get saved till you realize only Jesus can save you. Now, some of y'all are fighting that. Listen, I love you, man. I love you. Some of you tough guys in here, I'd love to just jack your jaw, but I know that won't save you. But I want you to come to your senses. You're never going to be good enough to follow Jesus. And that's what you're struggling with. You go, hey, you know, it's what I struggle with. So by gosh, I'll show God I can be good. Every time I try to show God how good I am, guess what he shows me? Donnie whispers into my ear and says, you know that Romans verse, you ought to not think too highly of yourself, then you ought. You're there. How many of y'all realize you can't do what God can do? But well, hold on. What could you do with Christ?
All things.
And what could he do in you? Let's look at some things that might be released in the body of Christ. Have you realized that every one of you is important? I need every one of you here. Why? Body of Christ is here. Sebastian, I need your big hard head here listening to Jesus. Why? Because we have no idea what God's going to do with you. I don't know. You all know? Red, I have no idea. I've seen what God can do with you, but I have no idea what God's going to do with you. We're not even sure he's going to send you to college yet, are we? We're not definite. But he's going to send you to college. And we do know you're going to make good grades. Hello. We know that. But what might God do? I don't know. But I want to challenge us in this new year. Y'all willing to find out? Major malfunction. What looks simple malfunctioned. It wasn't the complicated computers. It wasn't all the fancy rockets. It wasn't the decals. It wasn't all of those things. And the malfunction led to death. So does ours. When people don't know Jesus Christ, they die forever. Do y'all understand that? Please hear. Please hear in the name of Jesus. I'm begging you to hear the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Without him, you perish. With him, you live. And so our challenge for those of us who are following Jesus is this. It's time to release the body of Christ. You're in. You're important. Now let's look at what's in there. Let's look at what's in there. But rather, think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given what? You. Well, let's think about this. First of all, how many of y'all realize God has forgiven all of your sin? Okay, how do you measure that? Well, you can't measure it, but we can measure it. It's all. God has forgiven you of all your sin. Should there be a response to share that with somebody else? Yes. By the way, if you're going to come to Hillview, I'm going to constantly encourage you to talk to somebody else about Jesus. If you don't like that, you need to get a more normal church where you stare at the preacher and he tells you to go do these things that God's called you to do and you never do them and you feel safe on the day of judgment. Good luck to you. There's a day of accountability. It's time to share. Now, we're responsible for three things. First of all, we got to make disciples. Guess what you got to do that? Spend time with others. Number two, you got to tell people about Jesus. They don't know about Jesus. Gene Burke, you ever heard this one? Well, everybody can see by my good life that I follow Jesus. But what if you follow Buddha? Buddha don't smoke and drink either. Allah don't drink and smoke. No, you got to eventually tell people with your mouth, I am in a relationship caused by grace that Jesus Christ is forgiving my sins. And then people ask me, they go, are you a Christian? I go, no, I'm a follower of Jesus. It throws them off. Because see, people already have a preconceived idea of what a Christian is. No, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Aren't you a follower of Jesus Christ? I want to follow Jesus. Somebody, balcony, are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Now, if you are, here's what needs to be released. Look, guess what he says. Know that God has given so you can give out. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function. How many of y'all glad we don't all have the same function? Just look at your neighbor and go, I function a little different. Just tell them. Come on. Speak it out. Now we've been lied to. I think we've been lied to. What do you think? Since the 60s. How many of y'all remember the 60s? The women were liberating themselves. Getting rid of their brassieres and saying they could do it like a man. Have y'all noticed that we are not smart sometimes? How many of y'all have noticed there's different differences in males and females? I personally appreciate these differences. Now watch this. This is something that kills us. We think sameness is equality. That's an incorrect definition of equality. It's not being the same. It's understanding that God has purposed all things in all people. I don't know how to be a woman. Women, y'all amaze me. You know the reason that I couldn't be a woman? I can't think that long. Whenever we get that jolt of hormone, it kills a lot of our brain cells. Have y'all noticed? We hold one thought at a time. That's why when y'all stand in front of us, when we have the TV on, this is irritating. And I don't know what it is about a woman. I don't know why y'all do it, but you do it. You know you do it. You know I'm telling the truth. That's why you're grinning right now. We can have dinner together. You say absolute nothing. As soon as I turn the TV on, you got to stand right in front of the screen, and you want to talk about our lives together for the past 26 years. You had that opportunity at dinner. Must be something in the rays that get with women. They sync up. My point is, we can be different and functional. Hello? Now, we're going to have many different ways of expressing Jesus in this church, but it's the same mission that the world might know Jesus, that the world might know Jesus. And it's going to take everybody doing it. Let me tell you some of the things we need to be about all the time. Now, listen, I'm not going to relieve you of this. Everybody in here who has said Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior has a responsibility to tell others about Jesus. Somebody say, I get that, Rev. I get it. Y'all get it. Because you're going to be challenged 2 weeks from now. You're not going to like it. Because you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I'm going to do. I'm handing you a baptismal card. You can skip two Sundays from now. I'll know when you're back. I'm handing you one. Because I want you to go ahead and start praying for somebody that needs to hear about your Jesus. And I'm serious about this. Listen, I'm serious about this because you know why? A lot of you all don't think God's serious. Do you realize that? People in the church don't think God's serious. I mean, we grew up in America. We're a little Tinkerbell nation. We don't think there's consequences anymore. There's consequences. You know, we put kids in timeout now. They didn't have timeout back in my day. They had readjust. Yeah. And it worked. Yep. I thank God all the time my daddy didn't put me in timeout. Because the sheriff and I had been friends for a long time. But it wouldn't have been because I was a pastor of the community. I had a dad that said, we're going to redirect. Hold on. I got a father in heaven that says what? We're going to redirect. This is killing you. I've come that you might live. Hello, you got to stay with Jesus. I'm going to redirect. One body, many parts, same mission to the ends of the earth. We're going to do three things. Make disciples. You got to spend time with people. Tell others about Jesus. He said, tell them what I have said to you. Tell them what I have done in you so that they might know and teach. And we're going to teach people to obey the things that God has what? Commanded. We're going to do four things, excuse me. And we're going to baptize them in the name of the what? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because that's what the Great Commission said what? Do. Now let's look at Romans 12:3. Here's what he says. You can look on the screen if you don't have a Bible. He begins to tell us this. All of us have been given different abilities according to the grace that we've been given. He says, some can prophesy. Look what he says. Some need to be doing that. So in Christ, we are many from one body, and each member belongs to the others. We have different gifts according to the grace God has given us. So right now, I want you to think, what's God given me that I got to get out? God's given me, and I got to get it out. Look at some of the things he's given. Some people can prophesy. That's what I'm doing right now. What's God said to a group of people? If a man's gift is prophecy, let him use it in the proportion to his faith. Now, what do you all hear at Hillview constantly? What are we about here at Hillview? God's assigned us to be a church that's concerned about people that don't know Jesus. Do y'all understand that? That's what we're about. I don't know about y'all, but I get excited when I see baptisms. I don't know about y'all today, but I am absolutely fired up to watch Nate Tooley stand in the baptistry with the mercy and grace of God all over him, grinning ear to ear as a young man saying, Jesus had saved me. Is anybody excited about what they saw today from a young man? Now, check this out. How can Nate get it at his age and some of you who are 45 not step up? Well, we're going to explore this. We're going to tear down some things that are absolutely false. I'm tired of hearing this. Well, the reason I don't share Jesus is I'm scared. That's a bunch of baloney. The reason you don't share Jesus is because you don't understand his grace yet. You know what motivates me? I get asked that a lot now. What motivates you to preach like you preach and do like you do? I am a sinner saved by God. I don't have any other hope but Jesus. I'm not a good boy all by myself. I'm not a good boy sometimes with Jesus. What blows people away is I'm honest enough to tell you that. My colleagues lie. They say some of the same stuff I do. They just won't admit it. I will, and that bothers some of you all. Bothers a lot of you. That we would actually wrestle with our sin and let God's grace actually pour himself out in such a way that we would be made different people and redirected to God's purpose, that the world might be what? Changed. Here's what you got to know. Church isn't about us. Manly, that fries people too, doesn't it? So I get people mad. People get mad at me. They go, Pastor Steve, I tell you what, the music was a little bit loud. I could care less. I mean, I really could care less. I mean, I want you to know I want to hit you when you tell me things like that. Honestly, I do. Because you see, I don't understand how your sins can be forgiven, you be snatched out of hell, you be purposed to heaven, and that be your issue. I can't see that, but I know how it happens. Because there is an enemy, and guess what the enemy tells you? He goes, listen, were you satisfied today? You know what? God didn't care if I was satisfied. He needed me saved. I don't know about y'all, but I found some sin that satisfied me temporarily. Anybody else have that problem? I found some sin that made me feel good. Hello, anybody have that problem? How many of y'all found some sin that felt good? There's some sin out there, it feels good. Just like old James Brown, feels good. Kill you. But then there's the things we need to release. You ready? Hold on. We're going to release them. Some of y'all need to preach. Preach it, preach it, preach it. You don't need a pulpit. Do it in life. They need to hear the gospel at Lowe's and Walmart, IGA. They need to hear it at Sears. They need to hear it at the ballparks. They need to hear it at the lake. They need to hear us tell people, hey, man, this is a great deal. God loves you. And that needs to go to the ends of the earth. I'll die on that. I mean, I want you to know where the leadership is in church. We'll die on that. If y'all came to me today and said, Pastor Steve, we want you to quit preaching the cross and resurrection. We want you to make everybody feel good. I'd say, guys, I've loved y'all, and this is my last day as your pastor. Now, if you do that, please give me a week to make some adjustments. Be merciful. But it's about the what? Now, some of you are surprised. You said, well, we'd never do that. You could. But it wouldn't matter because our faith has got to be in who? We love each other because our faith is in who? Jesus. Now you get it. Well, let me wrap it up. Release it, guys. We all have different gifts according to the grace given us, according to what God's given. If a man's gift is prophecy, let him prophesy. If it's service, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him what? If it's encouraging, let him what? You know what some of y'all's jobs are? Encouraging. How many of you realize that's a great gift? Coach, did you know encouragement will win a game? How many of y'all have ever seen somebody that wasn't capable get past themselves because somebody else thought they were? That's where I'm going to end today. Carrier, God thinks you're capable through him to change the world. How does that hit you? That's a big deal, isn't it? I don't think I'm capable, but guess what? God thinks I'm capable. Hillview, God thinks we're what? Capable. Why? Because he said, I saved you and I'm going to do it through you. And God knows he's capable. Amen. And so we got to release. Encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let them give generously. If it's leadership, then let them govern diligently. And if it's showing mercy, let them do so cheerfully, according to what God's done in you. I just want to see you some things that ought to be going on here. These are standards. Are y'all going to hear about Jesus every time we gather together? Take a guess.
Yes.
Now, if y'all are looking for a church, because we got a lot of people in January, this is kind of like the gym. They shop churches. People come up.
I need to know if God wants me to attend here.
You really want to know? God doesn't care where you attend. You care where you attend.
That's right.
God cares that you go. See, we don't want to do the tough stuff. I find lost people wherever I am. How about you guys? I really want to tell them about Jesus. Amen. We're going to release that this year. Man, God's going to do some beautiful stuff in y'all. Y'all ready? It's tough. Y'all feel the Holy Spirit in here today? It's tough. I don't like this message. You know, I wish I could just tell y'all, hey, it's going to be wonderful, great January, you know, 2011. Let's just keep doing the same thing over and over and everything will be all right. And then I'll retire and y'all can say I was good and I'll say you're good and everything will be all right. Game over. It's not the book. You know what plagues me? I believe the Bible. I wish I could believe some of y'all's Bibles. Y'all's Bibles say, be a good American. Get as much as you can get. Put an igthus on the back of your SUV. Drive through town and don't get caught cussing. Only smoke in private. And never tell them you drink. And the world is wonderful. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. You know what my Bible says is to follow at the mercy of Jesus Christ and says, here I am, God. I'm a sinner. I'm undone. I've messed up. I've not done what you've asked me to do. I've not been what you really made me to be. And God, I'm aware of that. Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. And then he puts heaven in here. Oh. Miss Tula, you know what's in you? Heaven. That's why you got all these good-looking folks. Why y'all got these good-looking children? Dave and Sally's parents are here. Dave and Sally are good people. Did y'all raise them in the grace of God? Did they hear about Jesus growing up? Evidence. Yeah. Here's all I know. I mean, here's how far along I'm in it. I'm going crazy. If y'all see anything good that comes out of my life, I'm going to tell you who you need to blame it on. Jesus. He has done what I could not do. And he'll take this church where we can't get it. Now, I want you to apply that the rest of the way. Some of you today are saying, man, Pastor Steve, I got this habit. Let's give it to Jesus. Amen. Some of you today, man, listen, God's going to move it to altar and you're going to come and you're going to receive Jesus. Some of you need to be baptized because you haven't got that what? Taken care of. Some of you for the first time are going to say, you know what? I'm just going to let God use me this year. Praise God. Oh, come on. This is not about sitting in a seat. Have I communicated that? No. Frank, what do you think? Have I communicated that? Oh, yeah. They preach the same thing in Canada, don't they? It's the body of Christ. It's everywhere. And we just want to go be everywhere in it. Amen. Well, stand with me. We got an opportunity. How many of y'all got an O-ring? How many of y'all got an O-ring? And sometimes I feel like an O-ring. I'm just an old O-ring. My colleagues, John, they call me simple. They say, Ayers is a simple preacher. He's got a simple philosophy. He's not complex and sophisticated. Yeah, I do. I got simple philosophy. It's not mine. Today, if anybody needs to know Jesus Christ, if you'll come and pray and ask him to come in your life, all I can do is tell you what I'm witness to. Stahl, you know, I've seen a lot of people. I've been fortunate in my life. I've seen a lot of people kneel down and ask Jesus to come in their life. Now, I'm just tell you what I've seen. I've never seen God refuse anybody yet. Bobby, I have never, this is just my experience, but I have never seen a human being just, you know, kneel down and say, dear God, I'm so sorry, man, I need you. I want you to save me. I have never heard the Holy Spirit say, nope, you're not in. You ever heard that? I hadn't either. I don't know what some of these preachers are talking about. I've never seen God turn anybody away that wanted to be forgiven. You say, what about the rich young ruler? He didn't want to be forgiven. He thought more highly of himself than he ought. Some of us think more highly of ourselves than we what? Ought. There's only one way he'll view a change the world. And that's if you'll come and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. Now show me in this new year what I need to be. And let me be okay with the part you've made me. Amen. You may be a great giver. You may be a great encourager. You may be a great singer. You may be a great preacher. You may be a great teacher. Just be your what? Be yourself. You know what I love about Sheriff? He started coming to this church. Sheriff, I get to Sheriff. He gets me. Sheriff said, I'm going to take my mission. I'm going to fill my section up. You've done pretty good. Now I'll get you another section. You don't think I'm going to let off on you, do you? Why can the sheriff fill up the section? Would y'all agree with me that God's given him the ability to talk? He's using it for the glory of God. There have been people baptized out of his section. Maybe today some of y'all need to make that same commitment. You need to say, you know what, God? I got 5 empty seats near me, and I'm just going to come right here today. And I say, Lord, I don't even know the names of who you're going to put in those seats, but I'm going to pray you're going to use me. That's going to be my O-ring for this year. I'm going to have 5 people sitting in my row. That's my moment that I want to give you. Man, now y'all want to talk about revival. What if everybody just started being their part? What if everybody started being their part? You know what we'd have in this land? Real church. And you know what it'd do? It would excite Jesus. Boys, don't worry. I still got a little coordination. Now, 5 years from now, I won't pull that trick. So today, I want to invite you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, right here at the cross. Every follower of Jesus, come touch that cross. We're going to end at the altar. And let's let God have his way. Amen. Pastors, if y'all will come forward and get at the altar so people that need baptism and they need to receive Jesus, they'll know right where you are. Y'all come on. Pray with me. Lord, you've searched this congregation already, upstairs, downstairs, and around the corridors. You know who's coming forward right now, so bring them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that we will be our part, do our part, and become our part. So in the name of Jesus, I still have a Sunday to tell you this. Anybody have need of him, come receive him. Anybody that needs to be baptized, come on, let's get that taken care of. We're going to have a baptism service. It's going to be off the hook. It's going to look like the River Jordan in here. 3 Sundays from now. I mean, it's going to be off the hook what God's going to do. You come and be a part of that. What have we talked about today? God has called me by grace to be a part of God's activity to win the world, change the world, reach the world. In the name of Jesus, let's come. Let's pray. Let's receive him. Come on. It's his time. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. You know he loves you. Come on. Come on. Come on, guys. Don't stand there. We got to release this church. Please don't stand and stare today. Come on. I need leaders. I need people to say God's going to do a great thing. We need to step into it. Come on, church. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. Let God have his way.